One of the ways you get financially fit is by doing some great investing, folks. Saving, of course, is right at the top of our list. Investing is very close. So who is the better investor? Is it a man or a woman? Well, believe it or not, according to financial expert Meredith Jones, women outperform men. Now, this sounds like a call to battle, folks. Her new book, Women of the Street, Why Female Money Managers Generate Higher Returns, and How You Can Too. And we invited financial expert Meredith Jones to join us to explore a little bit more in depth the research that she is revealing in her book. Let me first say to you, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure, Meredith. And after that, we're going to fight for the rest of these 15 minutes or so, because I don't believe this is true. It's not possible. It couldn't be that women are better invested. Where did you get these facts and figures, ma'am?
Well, there's a growing body of research that shows that women and men simply invest differently. They approach the markets differently. They approach things like risk differently. And those differentiated behaviors have an impact on returns. And so we have seen in retail investors, we've seen in professional money managers, that women can and do produce superior investment returns.
Amazing. Amazing. So this is not just something that you think. This is something that the research shows is absolutely true.
At this point, there are a multitude of studies, and the number of studies are growing. And while sometimes I know people take issue with academics in this case, I can say for sure that I have seen it in practice as well.
Well, that's an interesting thing. And let me ask this question, because it came to my mind, is that over the years, the market, quote unquote, as we know it, was developed by men. And not that I'm saying that's a good thing. I think it's just a true thing, is that historically men were doing this, men were doing that. Women come into a situation that was originally developed by men, and they see it from a different perspective. Could that be the reason that women have a better result than their male counterparts?
Well, I would say that actually the market was certainly developed and dominated by men historically, and really that hasn't changed very much. Even today, we're looking at only about 5% of the people that are taking risk with capital on Wall Street being women. So the numbers are still incredibly low. But I think a lot of what impacts the performance for these women and for men is how they interact with the markets from a standpoint of risk-reward ratios, sticking to a strategy, and how they deal with market stress.
And that difference is inherent. Is it learned? What causes that difference in terms of the approach to the marketplace, Meredith? Any idea?
Well, there's really three factors. So the first factor is biological, the way that hormones, which we know are different between men and women, the way that those interact together. So, for example, how testosterone, which men have 90% more testosterone than women, how that interacts with the stress hormone cortisol. That will impact risk-taking. That will impact how people approach investing. In addition, there's also brain structure differences. So men, for example, have a much bigger amygdala, which is the part of the brain that impacts fight-or-flight response. So again, how stress impacts markets and investment behavior. And so what you tend to see is, particularly in a bad market environment, women and men are going to have markedly different reactions based in part on that biology. You also have cognitive factors, so how people think about and process information, and that can be anything from overconfidence to probability weighting scales. And then finally, those two things combine to create differentiated market behavior. So, for example, because men tend to be more overconfident, they also trade more often than women do. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what that means is that over time, we all know that overtrading can erode returns, and so men are more prone to behaviors like that.
Wow. So this is truly, I mean, this is not just something we think about. This is something that you've researched, something that has been proven based on the differences between men and women, the philosophical, psychological, and biological differences that all come to bear to make to point out that there are different reactions to the same situation.
There is definitely, again, women process the information that they take in from the markets differently, and then they act on it very differently as well.
I note there's a number of things that, and thank you, by the way, for supplying us with some thoughts about this, because some of this I would never have thought about, but I think it's fine, because there's one. What does it mean to maintain conviction? Are we talking about not trading so quickly that men are more likely to trade faster? Is that what you mean by maintaining conviction?
It absolutely is. So what you have seen in some of the research is that women are less likely to sell off a position just because the market as a whole is trending down, for example. So they're better able to separate out what is market noise from what is actually a bad investment. And so as a result, they tend to produce better returns because they're not, again, flipping their positions quite as often and based on things that may have nothing to do with the soundness of the investment.
Mm-hmm. My guest is financial expert Meredith Jones. Her book, Why Female Money Managers Generate Higher Returns and How You Can Too. Is there resistance from let me stop, because I'm going to my next question, I think, is so important about whether or not men agree with this and whether there is resistance to bringing women in to exercise these judgments. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. My guest is a financial expert, Meredith Jones. Her book, Women of the Street, Why Female Money Managers Generate Higher Returns and How You Can Too. And she'll tell us where you can get her book and find the book in just a minute. But what is happening here in her book is that she has done the research that shows that women, because of the nature, because of their habits, because of their thinking, because of how they are convicted to certain things, end up being better money managers. So, assuming that that is true, is there resistance, Meredith, on behalf of men to elevate women to positions because they, I won't say they're smarter, they just outthink men in investing?
That there's necessarily resistance. I have talked, actually, interestingly enough, with a number of men who are investors who, when I tell them the premise of the book, they have said, you know, I knew it all along, which I find utterly
fascinating. Yes, that is fascinating.
I know male investors, for example, who have staffed their investment professionals with women so that those women can balance out and mitigate their bad habits of the men and amplify the good habits of the women. So certainly there is a growing realization that this could be a very profitable thing to have more women engaging with the financial markets. And I think that over time we'll continue to see that. The only time I tend to get a little bit of pushback is when people want to know whether or not I am advocating switching all of your investments from men to women. And I think that does tend to, perhaps make people a little saltier. But actually, I'm not advocating that. What I am advocating is if you want to have a truly diversified portfolio, you can't get away from the fact that behavior is going to impact your investments, whether it's your behavior or your money manager's behavior or even macroeconomic behavior. And so what you want to do is have a mix of behaviors at work so that you're not completely in one camp or the other.
Yeah, and it's interesting you say macroeconomics, because we were just talking about that with my first guest. He was at the conference here at the World Bank, International Monetary Fund. And, of course, their topic was macroeconomics, where are we? And all of that kind of plays into the role of saying you have to understand economics and what makes us do what we do, which including saying would we be better off if we had more women at the top of the investment world? Do you think that would benefit us?
I absolutely really do. There's been some research that actually shows, specifically from a macroeconomic perspective, that if there were more women taking risk with capital in the market, that we would actually have fewer market bubbles, which, of course, would be beneficial to anybody who has money in the stock market.
You know what? I'm going to say this because I can hear it right now, Meredith. There are folks listening. These are bold statements. I mean, wait a minute here. Is there enough research to really show that, you know, we'd have fewer bubbles or if women were – or is this a book written by a woman about women that's just simply touting what they can do without any research? I tend to think you have the research, but not everybody would agree with that, would they?
Well, I think that people can take issue with just about anything. But at the end of the day, I'm not a female money manager, so I really don't have a dog in the hunt. I'm really just trying to find out the best way for people to invest money. And there is research that shows that I think I mentioned earlier in the show that there are differences in how men and women weigh probabilities.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
So one of those things that happens is that men tend to have a much more curved probability scale, while women's probability weighting is much flatter. And what that means is that women tend to provide lower estimates for price targets. And those lower estimates for price targets can mean that they tend to inflate prices less, which then, of course, results in less boom and bust. Mm-hmm. Period.
Mm-hmm. You also, you're interesting too. You talk about the rule based investing, number of strategies. When we talk about some were common to many of the women you interviewed, one of these is rule based investing. Now, what is rule based investing, and why is it effective?
You know, and that's something that's effective no matter what your gender. So rule-based investing means that you have very strict criteria that you adhere to when you're investing. And that can be something like a stop loss, for example. If a position loses more than X percent, then you exit that mm-hmm. investment.
Right.
It can be maximum concentration limits, that you won't put more than 5% or 10% in any particular investment. And one of the things that happens when you have those kind of discipline-based investment strategies is that you don't let your emotions run away with you when it comes to an investment. You don't fall in love with it and decide and, you know, and write it down to the bottom. You don't buy so much of it that it becomes an enormous risk within your portfolio. And again, because of the way that women tend to interact with the market, they tend to be less emotional when it comes to investing as well, but they also tend to have these rules in place. But like I said, the rules can benefit you no matter what your gender. They can help you make smarter decisions.
We're talking with financial expert and author Meredith Jones. Her book, Women of the Street, Why Female Money Managers Generate Higher Returns and How You Can Too. By the way, just so that those who are listening, Jones's research has been covered in The Economist, The New York Times, CNBC, The Wall Street Journal, and The Financial Times, among others. She is not she is respected in terms of what she is saying, what she's written about, and the research that she has done. And I imagine that there are women out there that are hearing this who are saying, okay, this is good. Tell me how I can move up the ranks in money management. When we come back, I'll have her explain to us, from her perspective, what women need to do, not only to move up, but to move up in a way that is not harmful to getting to the or cracking that glass ceiling. This is Hope and Family Finance. I'm your host, Paul Berry. We are very pleased to have with us a financial expert, Meredith Jones. Her new book is Women of the Street, Why Female Money Managers Generate Higher Returns and How You Can Too. We are very pleased to have her with us. I was asking the question, and I think it's a question that's worthy of your response, is women saying, okay, you've proven to me that, yeah, I have the strength and capability of doing this, but how do I move to the top without hurting myself because I'm moving based on my gender? Not discounting my knowledge and everything else, but gender is a part of this.
Well, and I think the interesting thing about this book is that the number one thing that it's done for a lot of the people that I've talked to is convince them that as a woman, the approach they're taking, while different, isn't wrong. When I first got into the money management business back in 1998, it was not until 2007 that I met a woman who had a job similar to mine. And so I spent a lot of time wondering if the way that I approached the markets was wrong up until that point in time. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think it's very liberating for women to know that even though they have a different approach, that that approach can be very profitable and can be a good thing. Now, as far as getting to the top and how this can be used to break the glass ceiling, so to speak, you know, I think it's an interesting concept because we're not actually talking about doing this from a gender perspective. You're not hiring women because it's the right thing to do. You're bringing more women into finance because they can make you more money. And that is the very fundamental basis for most investment and certainly for Wall Street.
It's so a very compelling reason.
It's not a sexist thing. It's a capitalist thing.
It's a very compelling reason, isn't it? You say, look, you want to make more money? Here's what you should do. And that's another point we ought to talk about. You're not saying do this to the detriment of men. You're saying if we're in the business to make money and to be successful, you're doing this because it's a positive thing that works.
That's correct. You know, you wouldn't walk past a $20 bill on the ground and think, you know, I'm not going to stop and pick this up. I feel like what's been happening is that the markets have really not acknowledged that there is a sustainable competitive advantage that women may bring to the table that, again, will be profitable for everybody. And the market needs to recognize that and make the adjustments so that we can all profit from women and women's inherent investment talent.
And you say in the Women of the Street, you say that an increasing number of institutional investors like pensions, endowments, and foundations now have mandates for women-owned or managed funds. Do you think that's going to increase?
I do think that's going to increase. When you think about where people generate returns, they tend to generate them either from strategy, so the investment strategies that they're investing in. They generate them through manager skill, and then unfortunately they also sometimes generate returns through luck, which is sometimes difficult to separate from skill. But one of the things that they haven't really embraced fully yet is that there are returns that can be generated based on behavior. Mm-hmm. And so I think we'll see more institutions looking to maximize their returns by using that heretofore unused arrow in their quiver, that behavioral alpha that they can get from investing with people who interact with the markets differently.
All right. Well, here's a loaded question. Do you advocate investing only in women-owned or managed funds?
Absolutely not. Basically, what that would do would be to take the behaviors and flip them from one pole to the other. I think you need a diversified portfolio, and part of that diversification is diversification of behavior. And you can't have diversified behavior when you only invest with one gender.
But I have the right to suggest to someone who wants my money, I can ask the question, do you have women working here at high-level decision-making positions? That's okay to do, right?
Absolutely. And we're starting to see more of that, that they want to know that there are, again, a balance of people who can amplify the good behaviors and mitigate the bad behaviors.
Where can your book be found, Ms. Meredith?
It can be found on Amazon, on barnesandnoble.com, and wherever you like to buy books.
How's it doing, by the way?
I think pretty well. It only came out pretty recently, but right. But we've had good sales so far.
I like you. Liked having you on the show. Want to have you come back and talk about this a little bit later, and let's have a discussion. I'd like to do it with maybe some other folks on the panel just to talk about it, so we can balance it as well, okay?
That sounds great.
It sounds great. It does indeed. You've been great. Thanks for being with us. I'm Meredith Jones, a book, Women of the Street, Why Female Money Managers Generate Higher Returns and How You Can Too. I hope we've generated some interest in you and that you go out and do the right thing, do the smart thing. This is Home and Family Finance. I'm Paul Berry. My thanks to Al Peterson, to Tally Berry, and more especially to you for joining us. Doesn't work without you being here. I'll be here next week. Hope to see you then.